Hi, Jim Paoletti here. I want to take just a couple minutes to discuss with you the objective and goals of BHRT. The objective of achieving physiological hormone balance in any individual is to restore and balance hormone levels at a normal physiological level of a younger individual. Restoring to these levels should obtain both goals of BHRT. Goal number one, treat the symptoms that are caused by the hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Goal number two, provide the protective benefits of the hormones at physiological levels. Symptoms are why a patient sees their practitioner, and they need to be addressed adequately to retain satisfied patients. Practitioners should always attempt to address the patient's worst symptoms early on in the process to help establish patient trust in the process. Endogenous hormones play a vital role in protection of the brain, nervous system, cardiovascular system, bones, muscles, skin, eyes, most tissues or organs in the body. Maintaining hormone balance at physiological levels with exogenous bioidentical physiological therapies appear to help restore these protective functions. But these benefits are diminished if higher than physiological hormone dosages are used. Keep it physiologic. Too much hormone can result in a delayed downregulation of hormone receptors. Even with excessive hormone there, the lack of numbers and sensitivity of the receptors result in return of symptoms of deficient hormone. Too much estrogen looks like too little estrogen. Too much testosterone looks like too little testosterone. With progesterone, it's a little bit different. Excessive progesterone downregulates estrogen receptors. That is because one of the genomic actions of estrogen is to make progesterone receptors. So the downregulation of estrogen receptors by excess progesterone results in less progesterone receptors. Therefore, the symptoms of excess progesterone may look like deficient progesterone and deficient estrogen. Sustaining good symptom management and the protective benefits of hormone restoration therapy occurs only if the hormone levels are balanced and maintained at physiological levels, not deficient, but also not excessive. Addressing patient symptoms with physiological dosing is not always the easiest or quickest avenue to symptom resolution, but it is most often the best method to sustain the desired therapeutic outcome. We also have to consider the many lifestyle factors that influence and affect the way hormones function. Lifestyle factors such as diet, exercise, nutrition, stress response, these can affect both the levels and the function of multiple endocrine hormones. Environmental factors can also interfere with hormone function and metabolism. Symptoms may not respond adequately to the physiological replacement doses of hormones if the lifestyle issues that are influencing the outcomes are not adequately addressed. So the process usually takes time as the necessary lifestyle adaptations are integrated with the hormone therapy. Quicker resolution of symptoms can be obtained by using higher balanced doses of hormones, but this approach most of the time does not sustain initial results. Explaining the causes of symptoms to the patient, as well as the goals of therapy, can help them understand why this process takes time. Thank you.